Well, good morning, folks. Happy good Friday. Morning. Welcome back. It's time for Drive Time Friday, and I wish I could say the gang's all here, but at least I can say, hey, we're welcoming back Randy Yarborough, whom we haven't seen for several weeks, so it's great to have Randy back. And unfortunately, it looks like David Justice won't be with us today, but we'll talk about that in just a minute. So let me say good morning, Randy, first. How are you doing? Good to hear your voice again.
Hey, Mark, it's a wonderful day in the kingdom of heaven. The global neighborhood is falling apart. The potholes in the yellow brick road are getting bigger and bigger and swallowing up. Well, they're just swallowing up the masses as they drive down the yellow brick road to the destruction of their souls. It's just, well, it's amazing.
Isn't it? Yeah,
praise the Lord, he's on the throne, and nothing at all is any surprise to him of what the rich men are planning. It's just a surprise to all of us out here that aren't awake.
Well,
the slumbering masses.
You're right, and yet on the other hand, Randy, there's so much going on this week that we've seen, we've expected. It's not a surprise, and it's the level of evil, I think, that still surprises most folks. I'll admit, I've been watching it, recognizing this incredible level of evil for a long time, but when I see some of the things that are just, they're beyond the pale. It's like they don't even try to hide the fact that they're so evil incarnate that they could care less that people know. Let's start with this, it's disgusting, but if you've been watching any of this Alex Jones show trial, Star Chamber, I've heard it referred to. I can't tell you how many times I've heard people that I respect, attorneys, people associated with the legal system, commentators, people that have been watching the decay of the legal system for years say, you know, I've been doing this for 25, 30, 40 years, never, ever seen anything this bald, this blunt, this incredibly anti-constitutional is what's going on down in Texas with this show trial to punish Alex Jones for daring to speak even a bit of the truth. Now, I know people, he's kind of a polarizing figure, and that's part of what his shtick is. That's great. But the point is, what is happening down there is an absolute travesty. It is so over the top. And it's all about saying, hey, look, we want every single independent, every single alternative news. We want everybody that isn't towing the party line for the mono party. We want them to know we can come and kill you too. We can destroy you. We can lawfare you into beyond bankruptcy. And, you know, it's, the judge, the so-called judge in this case, you claim you're bankrupt. You're not bankrupt. Well, he's filed bankrupt. You're not bankrupt. Don't even say you're bankrupt. How dare you speak what you think is the truth in this court? It was incredible, Randy. Go ahead.
Oh, well, it's a case of this is what communist regimes have done throughout history. Right now, they're just demonizing and persecuting anyone that stands up. And it's not just Alex Jones. It's all across the board. You know, the social media, you better not spell COVID in your tweet because, well, the algorithm will check that out and go, fake news. And it's just, you know, it's just incredible. I haven't been following this Alex Jones deal that close, but, you know, anyone that's raising their voices to try to get the truth come out, that's what we can expect.
We've seen lawfare. Obviously, you know, he was attacked early on and banned from so many of the fascist platforms. And by that, I mean the public-private partnerships, Twitter and two Facebook and YouTube. How dare you say anything that's not approved by our communist controllers? And this is just simply saying we're pushing it way, way, way to the next level. And I've seen so many stories this week, people saying, hey, you know, you watch, you sit quietly by, you're next. And, you know, the quote from the Nazi era, you know, first they came for the Jews, and then they came for all these other folks, the trade unionists, the communists. Well, and then they came for me, and there was nobody left to speak out for me. That is precisely the playbook here. Go ahead.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. One good note, though, in all of this is Rumble has filed suit against Google for antitrust. And so in that case, the judge has, you know, Google filed to have the case dismissed out of hand. And the judge said, nope, there's plenty of evidence here that you guys are operating in antitrust, and they've proven it, so now discovery takes place. And that should be interesting, see what happens if there's any focus to break these monopolistic. I mean, we're right back to the turn of the night. The 20th century when, you know, John D. Rockefeller, break up Standard Oil, all that. But we'll see what happens there.
Well, and here's the problem, Randy. I applaud those that are trying to do the right thing and those that are doing, you know, seeking legal remedies. My concern, and it's not new, but it certainly is very much justified this week, is you can see what's happened to the court system. We see the January 6th show trial. We see all the stuff that just violates every law of criminal procedure, civil procedure, rules of evidence, you name it, and they're basically doing it and saying, what are you going to do about it? You going to take us to court? Here you are. And the problem is we're seeing it with, well, we're seeing it with elections, too. We do have a bit of good news, and honestly, this one's not a done deal yet, but let me throw this onto the pile. Carrie Lake in Arizona, I think, won her race big time. As it turns out, the stories that I'm seeing this morning from several days after the Tuesday primary suggest that she won every single county in Arizona. And, of course, they're still sandbagging in Maricopa County. They did exactly what you'd expect, what we darn well knew was going to happen. In Maricopa County and, you know, I think Pima County, but I know Maricopa County, at the point where she took the lead, and it was just shortly after midnight local time, they quit counting. And then they sandbagged it for 2 days. And they said, oh, it's, you know, the trouble is there was so much attention paid to this race because Carrie Lake has been talking about it. They even called her on NBC when they declared, well, we didn't like it, but she won. They said she's one of the election deniers that won in Arizona. Well, all the election deniers won in Arizona. And the trouble is they won big enough that they couldn't have the election denied. Go ahead.
Yeah. Absolutely. The votes were so overwhelming that they couldn't overcome it with the programming of the Dominion machines, or it doesn't matter which machine, you know, the Simatics and or the, I think there's one other one. That,
same software on most of them.
But We got to stand up and say no more machines. You just sit there and you get enough people and you hand count the ballots, and that's how we're going to do it from now on.
It was funny, Randy. There were even people on Wednesday and Thursday online, and Gateway Pundit did a pretty good job of covering this. There evidently is an Arizona voter portal where people that sign up and have their election signatures and so forth verified can go to the verification portal and confirm that their vote was counted, and if they have the password, they can even see how it was counted. And there were a number of them reporting, hey, about 5,000, as a matter of fact, was the number I saw. Whether that's accurate or not remains to be seen. But that said, I went to the portal and I checked, and my signature had been verified, and they said I was okay, but then my vote hadn't been counted. So all of this just makes people realize it stinks to high heaven. They couldn't do it, given all of the light that was being shined on it, and it'll be interesting to see what happens. Now, I saw one more story from the Gateway Pundit this morning saying there were still some uncounted votes, and they're going to claim in Maricopa County, even though Associated Press and all the three-letter news agencies, SICK, have declared Carrie Lake to be the winner, I don't think it's over yet until the fat illegal lady has sung and tried to pull the last-minute shenanigans. There were stories about how they were putting tarps over the counting and doing the usual let's hide this in the dark of night so that we can pull a shifty here, and we'll see. But I encourage folks to be aware of it, be watchful, but don't be celebrating too early because it ain't over. Go ahead.
It ain't over. And we've got another case here in Colorado. Tina Peters is suing. The suit just is coming out of the courts, and in fact, David is out there being process server on individual county clerks suing all of them, plus what's her name? Yeah, I forgot her name.
The evil Secretary of State in Colorado. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That the machines are totally out of compliance as far as, according to federal law, according to state law, that the adjudication rate when they run the test was 58%.
Yeah, let me read this.
Whereas it was...
Here's the story real quickly. They did a test in El Paso County. They failed. And they even had Dominion fixers on site. It was called a logic and accuracy test for the recount. And essentially, you're right, they did 4,000 ballots, 2,200 of them, almost 60%, which reportedly didn't pass and were kicked out for adjudication. That's a failure rate that defies imagination, except for it doesn't, if you realize it's just exactly what you want if you're going to rig things.
Oh, absolutely. And so, you know, here we are again in Arizona and Colorado, and, you know, we got a primary coming up next week for Liz Cheney there in Wyoming.
Who ought to lose about as big as anybody's ever lost, and we'll see how that plays out. That one is probably a joke. I suspect the left is going to be willing to cut her loose because she's almost as much of a liability as the senile one and the heels in the air Harris have become. She's such a high profile, literally embarrassment. I think she embarrasses even the far left as an honorary member.
But here we are. I mean, and then what do we do out here? What do we do? Do we, rise up and take the axes and the sledgehammers to the machines?
Well, I think part of it, and this is a big part of something that we've kind of talked about. I'm gonna spell it out explicitly that we need to address and remember confidence. The dollar rests on confidence. It's a con game. People are losing confidence in the dollar, rightfully so. You look at the medical community, which basically says, hey, who are we kidding? We didn't test these damn things. We just voted that we're going to go ahead and inject kids with them, even though kids don't suffer from the problem, and the poison that we're going to inject in them is far more deadly than the booga-booga flu that they're supposedly being inoculated against anyway. So more and more people are realizing that, if a guy has a white coat and a stethoscope, he's probably lying to you, especially if he's got a needle in his hand and he wants to inject you with it and not tell you what it is or tell you that it's something that it's not. So loss of confidence in the so-called medical system. People have realized that the election was rigged. It was probably the most in-your-face rigged election outside of, say, Soviet Russia in decades, certainly in American history. And people are realizing that was a sham. The news media that's been lying about it and that calls people election deniers for having the brains to recognize when they're being lied to, right? It's like you're a pee denier if somebody whizzes all over you and you don't believe that it's raining. They call you a rain denier. This is so incredible, Randy. I think people are waking up to it. But part of the good news here is an incredible loss of confidence in rigged votes, in rigged medical systems, in rigged money, and you name it. They ought to wake up.
When people withdraw their consent,
you bet. The court system is a horrible, pitiful example of true evil that it doesn't even masquerade as something associated with justice anymore.
No. Well, and that's here we are. We're because we've turned away from God Almighty and Jesus Christ and said we will not have this man rule over us, and this is what we get. I mean, the the church won't stand up and say, this is what's going on, folks. The church won't stand up. They just say, it's the government, and you really need to obey the government because, well, God has ordained it, and they're always right. Yeah, well, absolutely.
Let me be a bit meaner, Randy. I've been saying, I know you've talked about it before, the Children's Bible and Romans 13. My paraphrase is just that Romans 13, government-inspired version, says that when Big Brother says jump, you say, how high, Massa? And that's exactly where we're at. But ultimately, I gotta object to the term the church, because I always like the word whore church in there. The whore church that basically has denied his word for at least 17 centuries now, changed the days he says not to keep, changed what he says food, literally turned on its head everything that the one that they claim is Messiah said, to the point where they'll tell you he did away with the law and nailed it to the cross. No wonder there's no power in the whore church, because the whore church has nothing to do with the creator of the universe. And these are the same people that basically stood up and said, hey, Adolf is the man. And you name it. Throughout history, we have had the almighty state declare itself to be invested with the power of the church. This was part of the problem that Roman Catholicism got in the Middle Ages. It was hard to tell where the state began and the church ended, or vice versa. We're seeing it again today. It's just that now the church doesn't even pretend that they have anything to do with Scripture. They're just serving the other master. And if you don't like it, well, hey, there's the door. And that's where people need to be walking.
There's the door.
Yep.
So now we've got a new national medical emergency.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And the church loves it. Go ahead.
And the church, the church needs to stand up and tell the truth of that this, quote, monkeypox is running rampant. Well, where is it running rampant? Who is this monkeypox taking on? Well, it seems to be in the sodomite community.
Only,
the LB,
basically.
Well, whatever, however many letters there is there, is the ones that are coming down with this new medical emergency.
They've declared, they started with medical emergencies in New York City and San Francisco and Los Angeles and then the state of New York, basically all saying, uh-oh, this is a really bad thing, because all of these politically privileged people, in other words, people that, like you say, that are sodomists, are coming down with. And the problem is, it's not getting much traction with those that have already lost confidence in the medical community, because they're saying, hey, why is it you don't just tell people the truth? If you just don't put your slong in places where it doesn't belong, then you don't have a problem. As a matter of fact, that was what I thought was funny. Tucker Carlson actually came out with a poll earlier this week, and he said, you know, monkeypox is not a good name. Moneypox, maybe that's closer, but it still doesn't quite cut it. And his listeners and viewers voted that it should really be called Schlong COVID. There you go.
Yeah, okay. Yes.
But by the way, there's one other interesting thing. I find this to be disgusting. And the very fact that they're not talking about, you want to avoid it. No, don't just wear a condom. Again, just don't do things that cause disease, and you know it. And by the way, your stupid mask isn't going to protect you. And even the idiots have figured that out. But it turns out that there are, I saw this morning, 5 reported cases that they claim to have been verified in various homosexual bastions. And among children. And here's the thing that's not being asked, Randy. How is it that a kid in a home full of homosexuals gets a disease that has only been associated with close sexual contact? Gee, do you think if they're willing to take people and throw them in jail for the claim that a neighbor heard a spanking going on, that they ought to be investigating people for child abuse where the kids come down with a sexually transmitted disease that they know darn well how they got it? I would say at least there's a presumption there of a preponderance of evidence, or something that would qualify for a warrant, a probable cause, you name it. And yet, the fact that it's not being
talked
about.
Well, absolutely. That warrant ought to be, the children of Polis, you know, the government or the governor here in Colorado, you know, he needs to be put under the microscope. Endangering his, you know, and they let, Child Services lets these children go into these, the perversion of these homes, and, well, that's what we got.
It's, again, it's all associated with a complete breakdown of, finally, I guess, the good news of confidence. What happened a long time ago was we had a breakdown in what would have once been called scriptural understanding, an obedience to the Creator as opposed to the law of man. That's not really a law anyway because it violates the law of the Creator. They did away with the Constitution. They're working really hard to get rid of the last elements of the Bill of Rights. On every front, this battle has gone to the point where if there's any good news at all here, it's that people have to be either blind or that have their delusions chosen for them by the Creator at this point, and Isaiah tells them that's what's going to happen, Isaiah 66, or basically they're just plain evil and they know it, and they're serving another master. And by the way, let me throw this out. We've got just about a minute to the break. I don't know if you saw the video. I didn't mention this on my news show because, quite frankly, it's so off-the-wall bizarre, you have to see the video. But I encourage people. At something called the Commonwealth Games, I believe, an imitation Olympics, they had all these nations coming. And the opening ceremonies, and this was it, to see it, again, you have to see it to watch and believe it. You're shaking your head. They got all of these dancers dressed up, and they're all gathered around this great big, you know, like three-story high mechanical bull named Baal and worshiping it. And this is how they begin the games. And something here is telling people exactly what's going on if they have eyes to see. Go ahead, Randy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We just, you know, this is just the latest one. Just go back and watch the opening ceremonies, closing ceremonies of the Olympics in China, in, you know, just all those.
The difference is people had to have a certain amount of biblical literacy. If they were completely biblically illiterate, they might have missed the significance of the football games, the NFL halftime shows, those kind of things. But when you see literally the great big cow and everybody's down worshiping the cow, it's really hard, even for those that are ignorant, but maybe they saw the Ten Commandments to have not figured that one out.
Yes. That takes me back to the video of the opening ceremonies of CERN and that whole thing. I mean, that is just totally out of their satanic playbook. It's there, it is for everyone to see. They're not hiding it.
That's it. There's simply no other place to go other than to recognize they're not hiding it. You can't say that often enough. It's not only that they're not hiding it, Randy, and I've used this expression for years, but it's worse. How much worse can it get? They are rubbing people's noses in it. They're rubbing people's children in it. They are executing people in public, essentially. They're doing it figuratively in the case of Alex Jones by bankrupting him and essentially saying, ha-ha, this is what happens to you if you dare to even speak up. People win elections. They call them election deniers. And the only reason they were allowed to win the election is because they won it so big that they couldn't hide it. And over and over again, it's the same thing. I think it's encouraging. I'll go to break on this note that more folks are waking up and realizing, and they're not putting up with it anymore. right, we are back, folks. Second segment of the Drive Time Friday Show. Just myself, Mark Call this morning, along with Randy Yarborough. And unfortunately, we don't have David Justice with us, but the good news is he is out dealing with the Tina Peters issue and the recount and essentially participating in some of the court run-up that hopefully will expose some of the election rigging, let's just call it what it is, in Colorado. And ironically, you know, Arizona gets most of the coverage because it was close there. In Colorado, the Dominion voting machines are still there. And even though there were some real indications that Trump won Colorado, it didn't get much press because, they were able to pull it off. They own the major population centers. By that, I mean the far left, the communists, the insurgents. Denver, Boulder, that corridor up I-25, and people didn't realize just how endemic it was here, too. But Tina Peters has been bringing that to the fore. So anyway, that's why we don't have David with us. We've kind of got all that on the table. Randy, let me go to you. What else do we need to talk about right off the top of this segment?
Well, let's see. The top one would be your food supply, folks. Just watch, just go and look and research what they're doing in Holland to the Dutch farmers. And, we've got to reduce nitrogen dioxide in the atmosphere. So, we can't have you using fertilizer on your crops anymore. And the Netherlands is the world's second largest agricultural exporter. They're sending food throughout the world and Europe. They're feeding, a whole lot of people. But now, the Dutch government says, we gotta be in compliance with the Paris Climate Accords. And we've got to close down, over 11,000 farms. It's coming to you, folks. It's coming to you.
Exactly, Randy. There's a headline, and I like this piece. I haven't actually given it all the attention it deserves, but from Brandon Smith, that just came out, altmarket.us, and his headline pretty well nails the conclusion here. Supply chain problems will persist, he says. Why? Because the system is being sabotaged. And I've said it before, whether it's the poison poke or what they're doing to the food supply, to the processing facilities, to the diesel fuel chain and the ability to transport by train and by rail, they want you dead. They want you starved. And he is not unique, but certainly at the top of those suggesting, hey, let's just call this what it is. This is sabotage. This is intentionally destroying the food system in order to bring about a famine and all that goes with it.
Oh, absolutely. And so, you know, one of the other things here, anyone that's out there, nitrogen dioxide is a prevalent form of nitrogen oxide, nitrogen dioxide, that comes from stoves, heaters, and tobacco smoke. Let's see. Anyone out there trying to heat your home this year in firewood, you're going to have the fireplace police coming around going, oh, you better bundle up and forget trying to heat your home with firewood.
Well,
the attack is on unrelenting, and it's time to stand up.
It's even worse in Europe, of course, and Germany is literally, and most Germans, I think, realize it at this point. They're cruising for a bruising. They're headed for a nasty situation in winter, and they simply do not have the options at this point. And most of them are saying, wow, what can we do? We know we're probably going to end up freezing, and it really is becoming dire. And the governments of these countries are just continuing to tighten the screws. Go ahead.
Firewood in Germany is, it's disappearing. People can't find it, can't get it. And another little note that an article I saw earlier in the week was Germany is putting back online one of their biggest coal-fired generating plants because, well, gee, what if the people are freezing out here and they decide we're gonna get the torches and the pitchforks and the tar and feathers out here to you people in your warm palaces.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because they're essentially, on some fronts, they're continuing to push the agenda. On other fronts, they're saying, hey, you know, at the point where they realize that they've got our number, Big Brother, in other words, and they're going to come after us, well, maybe we better let them have a coal-fired power plant, or maybe we better back off on some of these other things. It's as an engineer, Randy, this has always kind of offended me. I look at certain things and I think, come on, how can people be so stupid? And the answer is they haven't been taught math. They haven't been taught cause and effect. They've been taught to emote instead. Biggest example, electric vehicles, EVs. Well, why do they want them? Because you can be controlled in an EV. But the problem is, if even a fraction of the people that they want to force into EVs actually had one, they're already seeing brownouts in the summertime. The power grid simply cannot even remotely, not by an order of magnitude, does not have the capacity to charge the EVs that people think they're going to have one of these days. And it's a joke if they would simply do the simple math. And furthermore, they don't understand that the EV batteries, the only reason they're not far, far more than the lifespan cost of a real car is because they're being subsidized. But you know what happens when all those batteries end up in the landfills? Pollution problems, the likes of which these environmentalists haven't even bothered to furrow their little brows over on every front.
Well,
if you just look at the numbers, you realize it's a farce. Go ahead.
Especially if the mainstream prostitutes won't talk about it, but spontaneous combustion of the lithium batteries. I mean, we had, the little skateboard things that was in the news a couple of years ago, burning down houses because the batteries just, well, spontaneously combust.
Do you remember, Randy?
And so,
do you remember the big stink decades ago over the Ford Pinto? The exploding Pinto in rear-end crashes?
Yes.
And it turns out, I looked up the numbers a while back, there were not all that many Pintos that ever exploded. And, it was a huge deal. Oh, we got to destroy the Pinto. It was a big debacle, cost Ford a whole lot of money. And yet, Teslas are exploding at rates that would put the Pinto to shame. And you're not seeing the kind of coverage. You're not seeing the car being banned from the roads and people saying, oh, you don't want to drive one of these things. You're not seeing the jokes. I remember, people joking about pulling up behind a Pinto at a stoplight and going, uh-oh, don't get too close, might blow up on us. People should be thinking the same thing about these EVs. But it's because the press isn't pushing it, and people don't have the acumen to recognize the idiocy. Now, here's one other one. In Texas, there have been issues over the last few weeks. It's hot. There are brownouts. Got to turn down the air conditioning. Can't afford to air condition your home. I guarantee you, anybody that has one of these EVs and thinks I can go a full 100 miles before I have to spend 8 hours charging is going to realize real quickly, a car in Texas in the summertime gets hot. And if I run my air conditioner, I can go 12 miles before I have to go back. There's something really wrong here.
Well, there's a little newspaper out of Westcliff, Colorado, Sangre de Cristo Sentinel. And there's an article in here by Carl Deminger, marketticker.org, about the EV vehicles, okay? So you go out here, and I'm going to do my duty for the environment, and I'm going to be watching this. So I go buy an EV. But, oh, it takes a 220 plug to charge my EV vehicle. So, well, I have a dryer over here, but it's clear over on the other side of the house, and I may have to spend $5,000 or $6,000 to pay the electrician to wire the house so I can charge my vehicle. Oh, and let's see. Oh, I want to haul something with a truck. So I'm going to get the EV truck, and I'm going to do my duty for the environment. Let's see. I have to go 50 miles, and it's cold, and I'm hauling a load, a couple of cows, belching methane gas as we go down the road, and I turn the heater on, and all of a sudden, I've only made it 30 miles, and I'm out of power. And here we sit, freezing on the side of the road. Anyway.
You're right. It's a joke. It's almost as much of a joke, not quite, as the court system. Almost as much of a joke, but not quite, as the idea that you can take a poison poke, and that's going to protect you because your mask, which you thought you were going to use to protect you, doesn't protect you enough. On every front, people are being lied to. And I'll say it again, Randy, I think part of the good news is they're starting to wake up. But the hard part for people to wrap their heads around is on every front, they're being lied to. In other words, it's not enough to realize, oh, they're lying to me about medicine, about fiat money, about the elections. They're lying to me about EVs. They're lying to me about pollution. They're not telling me about the true life cycle cost and pollution. I think I'm doing my gig for the environment, but it turns out I'm polluting a lot more by being duped into buying one of these stupid EVs. And then to put all of it in perspective, remember, these renewable resources really aren't renewable. And here's the problem. A wind generator over its lifetime does not really return enough energy from the wind to make up for the mining, for the winding of the coils, for the refining of the metals, the silicon, the pieces parts, the steel ovens, all the things that forged it and formed it. And it's lucky to return about as much as it took to build it. In other words, it's a loser. And anybody that understands simple math, you know, 0.99 times 0.99 to infinity, the limit is zero. There, it winds down. And you see that over and over again, that sustainable isn't. That's not to say that there aren't things that really are sustainable. It's just they're not going to talk about those. Go ahead.
Oh, and the sustainable ones that have been the patents that have been bought and put back locked up in the vaults, you know, that we hear about, but you know, Tesla's work, et cetera. So you know, it's well, we can't have free energy. No. Can't allow that.
I've followed low-energy nuclear reactions, Pons and Fleischmann, what was called cold fusion, you know, hydrogen in palladium, those kind of things for years. And it's interesting, but I think there's definitely been a lot of suppression of some very positive results there to the point where we can't very well have people being told that, oh, yeah, if you really were allowed to see what's going on the real fringes of actual environmental technology, there's a lot of really good news. But what you're going to be fed is the BS instead, and that's the shame.
Yes.
Well,
another little article, the people that you need to read, go to market-ticker.org, market-ticker.org. And Carl Derringer again writes, COVID vaccinations and immunity. If you've had COVID, do not go out and get the poke. If you haven't had COVID, do not go out and get the poke. The information is in, the early treatment, even the prophylactic treatment of hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin and zinc and C and all that. You can go a long ways to not ever getting sick with this. So, anyway,
exactly.
I had to throw that in there.
Well, let's get this out of the way briefly. Nasty nutcase Nancy Pelosi went to Taiwan this week, and she didn't get blown out of the sky. And China, supposedly at least, is some kind of PO'd. And they have launched some missiles over Taiwan, and they flew into Japanese waters and landed in Japanese waters offshore. And they're rattling sabers all over the place. It's interesting to me That I'm not the first to suggest this, but I certainly think it resonates a bit. You got to ask, how was this allowed to happen? Are these people really this stupid, or is it just maybe that the Biden regime and the puppets there? And why do they send nasty nutcase Nancy? Yeah, she's number three. Well, obviously, who wants to talk to the senile guy? They can pull his puppet strings from afar. No need to have him go anywhere. But the question is, did the regime in Washington just give Communist China an excuse to do whatever they want to do around Taiwan? They've now bracketed the island. They're conducting these military exercises. If they decided they wanted to take Taiwan back, you'd have to admit, can you think of a better regime to do it under when you know darn well that Biden doesn't have a brain, much less a backbone? You can probably get away with whatever you want. Did they just give them the excuse? I don't know, but I guess we'll find out. Go ahead, Randy.
China has been wanting to take Taiwan back for decades now. And the only reason they haven't is because we stood up and said no, the folks on Taiwan, they've declared themselves, they basically set their Declaration of Independence, said no, we're not going to be part of your godless communist dictatorship, and they have it, and we've helped. But now we're going to abandon them, just as we've abandoned the folks in Hong Kong. All you got to do is read the Epoch Times and watch what's going on there. Are we going to back off and say no? The other thing is the amount of semiconductors that are in short supply. A massive amount of them come from Taiwan.
Yeah, some of the highest tech processing lines in the world.
Yes. And so I can't prove this, but Epoch Times hinted at it, that if they are invaded by China, they already have all of their semiconductor factories wired to blow them up so they don't fall into the hands of the Chinese.
Interesting. Okay. Had not heard that, but it's an interesting point. Sad, but true. And, of course, that would put an end to a lot of the really high-tech, what they call the nanometer wavelength kind of lithography. Some of the, again, the high-end stuff, the very, very densest circuits are manufactured in Taiwan at their fabrication lines. I want to throw one other story out. Actually, I got a couple more here, Andy, but before we run out of time, the federal bunglers of investigation. Literally, if you talk about loss of confidence, can you pick a better three-letter so-called law enforcement agency that's about as lawless as it gets? You know, these are the people that executed Vicki Weaver at Ruby Ridge, and then they executed a bunch of people in a church in Waco, Texas. They covered up for the insurrection and are still covering up for so many things that have been done since then. But this week, there was a release of information courtesy of the good folks at Project Veritas, and essentially it has to do with what the liars at the FBI called MVEs, militia violent extremists. And they're coming out and they're saying, oh, if somebody has a Gadsden flag, remember, don't tread on me, if they understand the point of the Revolutionary War, and they recognize that Thomas Jefferson wrote about the Tree of Liberty that must sometimes be refreshed with the blood of patriots and tyrants. If you know any of those things, you're almost certainly a terrorist, and we're coming for you. Once we do Alex Jones, then we can really come and get you. So the whistleblower came out and released some of this documentation, essentially, revealing what the FBI is doing behind closed doors, FBI secrets and so forth. And it's... Well, it doesn't surprise us, I guess. We've just known that they were corrupt, and here's one more bit of obvious. Go ahead, Randy. Oops. Randy, did we lose you? Are you muted?
No, here I am.
Okay.
I'm here. Dinesh D'Souza, here's a little post he put out, how to think about the FBI. The Ku Klux Klan used to be the military arm of the Democratic Party. In the same way, the brown shirts were the military arm of the Nazi Party. Now the military arm of the Democrats in power is the FBI. In the same way, the military arm of the Nazis in power was the SS.
You got it.
That's how we need to view the FBI.
Well, that's how they view themselves, I think. At least those that are honest. There are probably some that are still deluding themselves, thinking they're doing the right thing. All they got to do is just wake up and smell the rotten coffee. I want to throw out one more story, Randy. We got about 3 minutes left. Early in the week, actually this is two stories, but they go together. Early in the week, there were reports about how the Census Bureau and some other three-letter agencies are going after holster manufacturers and demanding records. They want to know, did you buy a holster for your Glock or your Sig Sauer or your Smith & Wesson? What kind? Well, the holster, if it's one of these custom holsters, will tell them exactly what kind of a pistol you own. Achtung! All the better to come and get it. So that part was revealed earlier on. No surprise there. If you're going to buy that kind of stuff, pay cash and make sure that you can't be traced, because that's what they intend to do. All right. But part two, this was funny, and it shows the idiocy of these gun buyback programs. In Houston, city officials got caught because they were offering $50 for any dreaded Booga Booga firearms. So an anonymous man told Fox 26 that he started printing up 3D printed plastic guns. Cost him $3 a piece to print these plastic guns. He turned them into the city, and he netted $50 per gun, and they cut him a check for $3,100 taxpayer dollars for a box full of plastic firearms. And he netted 47 per weapon, $47, saying he's sending a message to the people of Houston. They're spending $1 million tax dollars on something that has no effect on any crime. Now, here's the funny part. The same folks are saying, oh, it's these plastic guns. It's these ghost guns. We hate ghost guns. Well, now they have banned ghost guns from the buyback events because, you caught us and our pants are down and the emperor has no clothes and you've embarrassed us. How dare you? Go ahead, Randy.
And the plastic guns didn't even work, huh, right?
Well, they don't have to work. Who cares?
Yeah. Just make sure you use the right color of plastic so they look real.
Pretty black, I'm sure.
No, it's mass insanity. Lord, help us to keep our sanity. Lord, help us to stay focused on you. Lord, have mercy upon us. And number one, fear not. Fear not. We're told over and over in the Bible to fear not. And to stand. And so that's what we have to do, Mark. That's our marching orders.
Well, we got 40 seconds or so, Randy. Let me throw out two final stories that I think tell us there are places not to look for protection. And, of course, one of those is a big brother that's trying to destroy, for example, the military protection. The Pentagon owns this recruiting crisis, says a piece from the Brownstone Institute. And it turns out that since they decided to mandate the poison poke and the Zyklon B, there are literally lots and lots of soldiers that are not re-upping, and there's a whole lot of would-be volunteers, in spite of great incentives, that are saying, heck, why would I want to go and have to be poisoned? So the military, the Army in particular, is having huge shortfalls of their recruiting goals. But interestingly, at the same time, the Army is seeing the highest rate of suicides among soldiers since World War II. And there's a message there as well. Hey, thanks, guys. Much love.